Jude, you seem like the kind of guy that could have an awkward sex.
Yeah, you got one. Well, unleash the hounds.
You had to pick one out of the last 72 hours.
he's laughing because it's so true. Yeah.
He's like, hey, that's fucked up, but it does kind of help.
I get. Let's see. mine aren't awkward like that. It's like they're just kind of like weird and confrontational. Like
didn't see that coming.
Like I was trying to bang this one chick for like 2 years, and like the first time we ever went out, she put a curse on my penis.
She said that?
Yeah, she was like, "I curse your penis," like because we got in an argument.
Before
we even banged, so I'm like, "This bitch
is Puerto Rican."
Armenian, dude.
Oh, even
yeah,
worse.
Maslamo, Eastern European dick curse she put on me. So I'm like, yo, dude.
Yeah, wake up in the middle of the night, get attacked by a handkerchief.
So I was like afraid to smash, but you know, I still would talk to her.
The obvious thing to say after that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, if this chick is, like, first date, you already cursing my dick? Like, what if we, like, really
what
like
did
each
she, why
other
did she curse
back?
Your dick? What was what led to the dick cursing?
Because she wouldn't make out with me, so I took her home. I'm like, do you not make it? Like, I sat through a whole fucking movie of Lucas. I'm like, come on, are you kidding me, dude? Like,
yeah, fair enough.
Lucas? Charlie Sheen? Like, man, you gotta make out. So like, a couple years go by, I catch her up at the bar, and I'm like, you know, you should have smashed and this, that, and so she's like, fine, let's just do it. So we walk over to my house, and you know, like, I try to, like, I'm kind of romantic, you know. I'm like a pleaser. I want to get on the girl, get her in the mood, get her.
You're saying you fingered her first.
I was trying to.
Okay.
She was like, sit down, don't look at me.
Oh.
I'm like, all right. And then she was like, I'm gonna strip. Turn off the lights. It was like super like it was business, right? So I'm like, okay. So she gets butt naked and gets under the covers, and I'm like, all right, I'm about to eat that shit, you know. So I go to eat. She's like, don't eat my vagina. It's gross. So I'm like, how are we gonna get it wet? She's like, just do it. So I just start fucking her, and she's like mad wet, right? So I'm like just beating it up. She's like, this hurts me. I'm like, shh, just take it. And I look down, it was blood, dude. I ripped her down there, and it was just blood all over my shit. But here's a kicker. I just got some 700 fucking thread count Egyptian sheets. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, you should have let me eat your pussy. See, I told you, you should have let me eat your pussy. Now you bled all over my sheets. And they were blue, so you can't even bleach some shits, you know what I mean? I'm like, fuck. I'm like, this is some bullshit. She was like, let's just quit. I was like, no, we're not quitting. That's we're right. Gonna see this thing through. You already fucking ruined my sheets. So I end up like just like hate fucking her for like another 2 minutes, just real
I bet that sounds familiar, Jude.
That was her. Yeah, but here's the awesomeness, man. Like 2 months later, she sent me a $100 Target gift card.
Nice. See, yeah. That story had a happy ending.
A bit of a rainbow there.
Yeah. A little rainbow at the end. And then I ended up smashing again. But like, I was super paranoid because it's like, if there's a dick curse, like blood from the woman that cursed you would probably be like the deal sealer. Like, you got the blood of her on your penis.
And like a goat thing.
I was paranoid for like a week, dude. But my shit works good. My dick is fucking strong like bull. Just throwing it out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tully's mom's favorite. You know what I'm saying?
My personal friend and my mother and father.
There he is. I mean, why wouldn't you love having him over for Christmas?
There for Christmas.
The one you can always count on.